A Princess of Mars by Edgar Rice Burroughs, narrated by John Bolan. This unabridged audiobook was produced in year 2001 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds a copyright thereto. Neither the recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced without the prior written consent of Tantor Media Incorporated. Please visit our website at www.tantor.com for information on our growing list of audiobook selections. The following author biography excerpt is courtesy of the Books and Writers website. A link to this site is provided at www.tantor.com. Edgar Rice Burroughs was born in Chicago, Illinois, in 1875 to a prosperous family. His father was a Civil War veteran. Burroughs attended several private schools, concluding with the Michigan Military Academy at Orchar Lake. Here he later became an instructor and assistant commandant. During the First World War, he served in the 7th Cavalry and Illinois Reserve Militia, but never saw action. In 1900, he married Emma Centinia Hulbert and had two sons and one daughter. Burroughs tried his luck at several different occupations, including railroad policeman, advertising agency partner, and office manager, none of which were successful, and the family lived near poverty. The turning point came when he started to write for pulp fiction magazines at the age of 35. In 1912, Burroughs' first true success came with the publication of Dasia Thoris, Princess of Mars, in All Story magazine. It introduced the popular invincible hero of Mars, John Carter. The Martian series eventually reached 11 books. Later that same year, he wrote his best-known book, Tarzan of the Apes. This was the start of his longest and most successful series, which eventually reached 24 books. Other popular stories from Burroughs' pen include the Carson of Venus books, the Pellucidar Tales, and The Land That Time Forgot, a total of some 68 titles. In 1913, Burroughs founded his own publishing house, Edgar Rice Burroughs Incorporated, which still publishes his works today. Burroughs Tarzan Enterprises and Burroughs Tarzan Pictures were founded in 1934. During this time period, he also found time to dabble in politics and was elected mayor of California Beach in 1933. During World War II, at the age of 66, Burroughs served as a war correspondent in the South Pacific and wrote columns for the Honolulu Advertiser. Burroughs died of a heart ailment on March 19, 1950. A Princess of Mars by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Chapter 1, On the Arizona Hills. I am a very old man, how old I do not know. Possibly I am 100, possibly more, but I cannot tell because I have never aged as other men, nor do I remember any childhood. So far as I can recollect, I have always been a man of about 30. I appear today as I did 40 years and more ago. And yet I feel that I cannot go on living forever, that some day I shall die the real death from which there is no resurrection. I do not know why I should fear death, I who have died twice and am still alive, but yet I have the same horror of it as you who have never died, and it is because of this terror of death, I believe, that I am so convinced of my mortality.